And good morning. You are listening to Jazzology with me, your host, Evadne Bygrave, presenting Jazzology on Power Extra Radio. And I'm now joined in the studio by David and Roxanne Gleave. Hi, David. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Evadne.
Hello there.
David and Roxanne are husband and wife, and they have been working together on a series of books. One of the first books, which I'll allow them to explain to you about, is Fern and Kate Meets Dido Elizabeth Bell. And how we're working together is that I've now converted the book into a musical production, which we are hoping to have up in lights and ready for you all to come and see, definitely by this time next year. So I first met Roxanne almost a year ago, next weekend, at the Black Teachers Conference, and we both had stalls, and she had her books there, Fern and Kate Meets Dido Elizabeth Bell, and me being me, and obviously being the founder and creative director of Singerbook, went over and said, oh, that's a nice book, can I read it? And I read it, and I said, oh, would you like me to write a song about it? And she said, yes, please. And, well, it turned from song into Kate and Fern, the musical, which is where it is kind of now. So, first of all, can you just tell us how you came about writing the song? What was it, that's not the song, I wrote the song, the book. What was it that kind of drove you to write the book? David?
Yeah, well, I think Roxanne set me a challenge, really, because I was already writing some short stories, but I'd never written any for children. And at the time, she was teaching in a London school, and obviously she had lots of black children, lots of mixed heritage children in her class. And one of the things she said was that there's a certain amount of resources available for black children that teachers can use, but there's not that much available for children of mixed heritage. And I know that you kind of write stories. How about you writing a story for children where the protagonist is of mixed heritage? And by the way, how about she meets Dido Elizabeth Bell, who was a character who we have had a long-standing interest in, a really interesting figure, Dido Elizabeth Bell. So that was the challenge that I was responding to, and this was my kind of first attempt at writing a story for children. And I've written one more since this, and there's a couple more kind of in my head that haven't yet been written. And that was how it came about, really.
Wow, excellent. So you said that you had quite an interest in Dido. We'll just call her Dido for now. So again, how did that interest come about?
I think that started about probably over 20 years ago, to be honest, because I think there was an article in the newspaper where a local history society in Camden had sort of stumbled across the character of Dido. There's been this painting, I think, on display in Kenwood House in North London for many years, with a black figure in it, and nobody really knew who the black figure was, and nobody had really kind of dug into it to try and find out. And the historical society in Camden had actually unearthed some paperwork that actually told the story of who Dido was, and so I went off trotting off to Camden Library to pick up a copy of the kind of little information sheet they produced about Dido Elizabeth Bell, Dido, and that's really how our interest stemmed, because being a mixed couple ourselves and having mixed race children, we were very interested in kind of historical figures who in the past, you know, who were of mixed heritage, and there weren't that many that you could talk to them about, so Dido was one of them.
And it is interesting, because when I mentioned Dido, there is a look of Roxanne, have you felt about generally when you speak about Dido, what's the reaction you tend to get from people?
If I mean, it's exactly the reaction you showed, which I'm sure the listeners can see. They don't understand, or they don't know who she is. And I think I need to add that the painting we saw showed Dido along with her cousin late teens, possibly. And it is very obvious from the painting that Dido is not in a subservient position. She is actually dressed in finery. And for anybody who wishes to see it, it's a painting that was in the 1700s, and the original is actually in Scotland, and we made a visit to see the original, and of course we were expecting it to be in a position of great prominence, and in fact we had to search for it, and it's in one of the guest bedrooms along with other paintings. So the one that's on exhibition or that's shown at Kentwood is in fact a replica, but it serves the purpose. And yes, people do not know who she is, but some people have a sort of look of, I've seen a portrait, I've seen something, but... And then, of course, they say, ah, Belle the movie.
Absolutely. I must admit, when I refer to the book and to the script, obviously, I tend to say, oh, they did a film called Belle. And when they say Belle, there is that recognition. However, they haven't seen the film. And you're quite right, because at Kenwood House, the painting is actually in the nursery. So, again, you don't walk straight into Kenwood House and see this painting. It's not an obvious thing. And there's no real backstory behind it either, really, about, you know, how she came about, who she is per se. But it is an interesting fact, because Dido is beside her cousin, and they're two girls in a painting, which was very, 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 very... strange for that time. And if you look at paintings around that time, you know, black children, black people are always portrayed as a, you know, as a servant or maid or at the feet or something. So it does stand out. Certainly does stand out. And sorry, David.
I was just saying, I don't know how much your listeners will actually know about the sort of historical figure. Mm. I mean, it's quite remarkable that she kind of has come down to us in this way, really, because it's a whole series of kind of lucky accidents that we know anything about her at all, really. Because, I mean she's black, she's a woman, and she's come from a very, very poor background. You couldn't come from a poorer background. Mm-hmm. And that's the sort of character that doesn't feature in history at all. You know, when I read history books, you don't see very many women, to be honest, and the chances of seeing sort of a poor working class woman in a history book are pretty slim, and the chances of seeing a poor working class black woman are almost unique in that sense. So she was the daughter of a slave. All we know about the mother is that she was probably called Maria, and an English naval captain. And I suppose the first remarkable thing is he actually acknowledged her as his own child.
I think that was remarkable.
That was quite unusual.
Yeah, absolutely.
The second thing was he brought her to England. Now, we don't know whether the mother came or whether the mother had already died, but he brought her to England, and he arranged for his uncle to look after her, because obviously he had to go back out to sea as part of his duties. And it just happens that his uncle was one of the chief justices in the land at the time, Lord Mansfield. So this whole series of accidents has brought Dido into a position where, instead of being completely invisible, as most people like her would have been, we've actually got some sort of record on her. I think it's just quite remarkable in that sense.
No, absolutely. And he treated her like one of his own children. So she was dressed in fine clothes, and she was able to play the piano. She spoke well. She was educated. She could write. She could read. But there were times when she had to remember that she wasn't blood per se, and that she was still black, and therefore she had to remember her place, and weren't allowed to eat at the table, was she? She wasn't allowed to eat at the table.
I think when they had guests, you know, like formal dinners, she wasn't allowed to eat at those formal dinners. And in fact, I think there is a historical account of an American visitor who was really quite outraged that she was even in the household, to be honest. Mm. So, I think Lord Mansfield did his best to integrate her into family, but there were some places where even he didn't feel able to take her. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, David, I think it's really great that you've brought her to everyone's attention, really, not just as the film, but also in a book, and bring it to children's attention, you know, making children aware of these characters. I mean, in the book, she's a lively character, I would say, but she doesn't like history. One of the reasons that she doesn't like history is because she can't see anybody in history that looks remotely like her. She can't relate to the people in history. And bringing Dido into it was extremely clever, and not just bringing her into her life, but also that they're very similar in the sense that they're both mixed race and they're both probably suffering from the same kind of identity issues. So that was really, really good. Really, really good. Excellent.
And I think when we started working together on the kind of turning it into a musical, I mean, you've drawn some of those, I mean, you turned the book and you turned it into a script, and so you've developed the story a lot in the script, and I think you've developed it very well, and you've certainly drawn those kind of issues out, the fact that, you know, I think it's hinted at in the book, I don't like history because there's nobody like me in history, but actually you've drawn that out much more explicitly in the sort of the script for the play, and I think that's really valuable.
But that's, I think, even though you say it doesn't say so, but it's, as a reader, I'm reading that, I can see that in there. So I'm only drawing out what is there, even if it's just a glimpse. So back to you, David. Thank you. But also thank you for allowing me to write the script, because this is your first book. You know, it's very dear to your heart, and we worked very closely together, and we're still working very closely together on it. But you know, thank you for entrusting me with it. I really do appreciate that, and it's going to be an amazing. It's going to be an amazing play. It's going to be in the West End.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? I'm throwing it out there. It's going to be in the West End, and it's going to be Broadway as well. Okay. So we have to put it out there. So anyway, let's.